Depending on your point of view, you might want to thank or blame Clarence Birdseye.
He's kind of the enemy of the modern foodie. He had everything to do with the industrialization of food.
That's Mark Kurlansky, author of Birdseye, The Adventures of a Curious Man.
But, you know, he came out of the Industrial Revolution, which was an age in which people believed that industry made everything wonderful.
It was in 1908, after dropping out of Amherst College, that this particular young man went west, seeking, if not fame and fortune, at least adventure. These were the waning days of the frontier. He eradicated coyotes for the government in Arizona. In Colorado, he hunted game so scientists could collect ticks to study Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
He loved hunting, and he just basically shot animals for us. Shot an unbelievable number of animals.
But it was his years in the fur trade, in frigid Labrador, that would open a new and unexpected frontier for the young adventurer.
He noticed from watching the Inuits that you catch a fish, and as soon as you pull it out into the air, because it's 40 degrees below zero, it instantly freezes. And he noticed that this food, when you thawed it out, wasn't like any frozen food he'd ever had, that it was a much better quality.
At the time, food was frozen slowly, and that slow process damaged the food and sapped its flavor. Birdseye relocated to Gloucester, where he developed his quick freeze machine. He started by freezing fresh fish, then fresh vegetables, to remarkable results.
It took him a number of years to arrive at this process.
The post-cereal folks saw a future in Birdseye's method and bought his company in 1929, keeping him on staff and his name on their frozen foods. But there was still one big problem. Nobody wanted to buy frozen food. So the company convinced 10 grocery stores in Springfield, Massachusetts, to help them change that. They provided the freezers, technicians, and people to train the staff.
The 10 stores that went with it were stores that thought, you know, this might be the future and I should try to get in on it.
On March 6th, 1930, the experiment began. Convincing the public was labor-intensive.
They hand-sold this stuff. They would spend something like a half an hour on each consumer, convincing them to try the stuff.
But the proof was, so to speak, in the frozen pudding.
They found that 3 out of 4 of them came back and bought more. It absolutely worked.
Over the next few decades, Birdseye was built into an empire, expanding from fish and vegetables into everything from orange juice to baby food to ice cream sodas.
Birdseye.
Yes, always look for this Birdseye bird, your guarantee of top quality frozen food.
Today, at just about any grocery store, you'll find Birdseye's name on everything from bags of peas to pasta primavera in a frozen food aisle that exists in large part because of him.
It's an interesting thing about inventors, Thomas Edison, Robert Fulton, Gutenberg. They didn't really invent the things they invented. They just made them work. So Clarence Birdseye did not invent frozen food, but he showed how you could make it work and make it a viable industry. And it changed everything about the food world.
All it took was one giant leap into a frozen future, thanks to Clarence Birdseye, that happened right here in Massachusetts 85 years ago today. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.